Many of New York's power stations are reaching the end of their operating lives. Recently, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a $150 million deal that will see the coal-fired power plant on Lake Erie converted to burn natural gas. As the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, concerns have been raised about the state agency that's supposed to oversee these projects and the potential environmental impacts of the plan.
The Public Service Commission, or PSC, has been assessing solutions for the future of the Dunkirk power station for months. However, the deal that Cuomo announced wasn't actually one of them. The new $150 million agreement is supposed to be contingent upon PSC approval, but Peter Iwanowitz, executive director of the Environmental Advocates of New York, says the governor's public support for the plan puts the efficacy of the commission's process in doubt.
One does have to question how independent the decision-making will be when an announcement like this appears on its face to be a fait accompli. We hope that's not the case, but it's hard for me to sit here today and determine that an alternative result would come from a body that, you know, is appointed by the governor.
The deal came out of talks encouraged by the PSC between the owner of the plant, NRG Energy, and upstate transmission operator, National Grid. Both parties say it's a compromise between their original and opposing solutions for the plant. NRG says the project will create jobs, reduce costs for consumers, stabilise the local tax base and benefit the environment. Tony Ingrafia, Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Cornell University, says only some of that is true.
It certainly will create some jobs in the short term, and it certainly will stabilise the local property tax base, and that's good for the people of Dunkirk. But it certainly is not going to produce a cleaner power plant when viewed from the point of view of all greenhouse gases.
Ingrafia says it's a common misconception that natural gas is a cleaner fossil fuel because it produces lower carbon dioxide emissions. It still produces high levels, he says, of other greenhouse gases. Many details of the plan, including costs and impact on consumers, have yet to be finalised. In a written response, PSC officials say there will be a public comment period before a final decision is made. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.